Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The MDCT is criticized for centralizing power around party leader Morgan Tsvangirai at its weekend congress, a move analysts say shows the party is failing to practice the democracy it preaches.
Of course, one of the resolutions is one uncomfortable where the party leader, Mr. Tsvangirai, becomes so powerful, that a key determinant of every party decision that is made.
President Robert Mugabe is in Vienna, Austria, at a United Nations meeting preaching regional unity as infighting continues to tear his ruling ZANU-PF apart ahead of next month's crucial elective congress.
Begins to tell us that the factionalism within ZANU-PF is coming to a head, and also that there seems to be an apparent winner in the battle between Mujuru and Mnangagwa here.
And thousands of Zimbabweans graduates struggle to find jobs.
The MDCT wrapped up its National Congress yesterday, with the party making huge changes to its constitution, centralizing most powers around leader Morgan Tsvangirai. Among the raft of changes adopted during the weekend elective congress was the amendment allowing Mr. Tsvangirai or future party leaders to be the custodian of the party's name, its assets, finances and administration, including supervising all in the movement's leadership. The move is being criticized by some who are accusing the MDCT leader of failing to respect the separation of powers, especially with the Secretary General and the Treasurer General now being forced to report to him as they execute their duties. Another highlight at the Congress was the election of former spokesman Douglas Monzora to the Secretary General's position after beating former Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa, who is also the Kuwadzana lawmaker. Reporter Jonga Kandemiri caught up with Mr. Monzora, who promises to introduce a number of changes he says will benefit the party.
It is a very, very humbling experience, and I'm very happy that I got that support from the people. But the way I see it, when they gave me that vote, they were not giving me rights only. They were giving me immense responsibilities. So there are a lot of responsibilities, a lot of obligations associated with the office of the Secretary General that I have to discharge. And I have just been having a handover takeover with Dr. Mashakada, and there is a lot of work that needs to be done. We need to get MDC working again.
There are some who are saying that the post for the Secretary General is now just a ceremonial position, since all the powers were concentrated to the party president. What's your reaction to this?
No, that is not correct. The only thing that the Congress really emphasized on was that the Secretary General must report to the president. And I have no problem with that, because the Secretary General must report to some higher authority. And this higher authority is the president. The previous situation was that the Secretary General could act on his own without consulting the president, without being accountable to the president. Such type of running an organization will lead to anarchy and will lead to splits.
That was the new MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora speaking with Jonga Kandemiri from Harare.
I think the important thing is that at least they held the Congress to solve their issues and to deal with the leadership challenges, or to get a new leadership, the new mandate to run their party, and that is a commendable development. Of course, one of the resolutions is one uncomfortable where the party leader, Mr. Tsvangirai, becomes so powerful, that is a key determinant of every party decision that is made. The challenge with that is that things only revolve around him, and that does not enhance internal party democracy. And it's a big challenge of many political parties, both ruling and opposition, in Zimbabwe at the moment, where you have this singular charismatic figure who makes determination of party policy without necessarily taking into account broader consensus and debate around the issue.
But do you think this will solve internal problems that the party has been experiencing?
I don't think it will solve internal party problems in a democratic fashion. They will be solved perhaps by Dikta, because he now is a key decision maker on any major decision that is made, including party property. But what it does do, though, is that it gives the challenge to all those that are in the national leadership to be able to negotiate and represent the interests of Congress and people around Congress on issues concerning their party, especially in the elections. Because the primary purpose of a political party, at the end of the day, is to get into government.
That was independent political analyst Takura Jangaja, who says that in centralizing all powers around Mr. Tsvangirai, the MDCT has demonstrated that it is not as democratic as it wants people to believe.